Picture this. Your thumb is halfway down the feed. Images blur past. And then, bam! One frame hits so hard, you actually tilt your head, slow your scroll, and notice the color and that little unexpected shape. You read a short line, and for a second, you're not moving. That's the moment we're chasing today.
That pause is everything. Welcome, dreamers and doodlers. I'm Michael Wallace, founder of MG Wallace Design Studios. This is The Tools of the Imagination, with my sharp-eyed co-host Wendy, and we've pulled Anthony in from the production side to keep us honest about outcomes. Today, how to design one reusable visual that tells your brand story, arrests a scroll in 3 seconds, and converts across platforms.
Nice to be here. I'll be that voice saying, how did that perform? So we actually measure this stuff, not just admire it.
Perfect. Let's get practical. At its core, a one frame works because attention is short and stories compressible. You need a single focal point, clear contrast, and one short line of copy that points to what you want the viewer to feel or do. That trio is the backbone. No glitter, just decisions.
And brand compression matters. Even without a logo, the frame should scream you. Color, shapes, tone. Then the same piece scales from a social thumbnail to a printed flyer without losing identity.
Studio anecdote time. A boutique coffee roaster asked us to cut through noisy feeds. We started with a simple idea, an overhead cup, a single diagonal splash of their brand orange, and one line, "Wake the ritual."
Wait, how'd you even test that? Did you run it against other formats?
Good question. We kept the test tight, that single frame versus a three-card carousel and a short video. Composition-wise, we leaned into negative space in contrast, so the cup and the orange splash read instantly. You could almost smell the roast from the tilt of the cup. It's silly, but sensory cues land in listeners' heads. Short story? Engagement climbed. For paid ads, that single frame beat the more complex carousel by 36%. Not magic, strategy and restraint.
Curious. I love the result, but let's press on scale. How do you make sure that frame survives tiny thumbnails and huge prints? Different sizes stress different parts of a design.
That's where the recipe matters. Make the focal point big enough for thumb size. Use high contrast. Keep copy to 6 words or less. If it fails as a tiny thumbnail, it fails everywhere. Simple rules, brutal outcomes.
Okay, toolkit time. Start analog, a 60-second thumbnail sketch. No detail, only composition and one visual hook. Then move to vector, Figma or Illustrator, keeping color to 2 or 3 values. Copy should behave like a visual element. Short, active, benefit forward. Sip bolder, lands harder than try our new roast.
Sounds fast. Aren't you worried about skipping craft? I hear 1-minute sketches, and I worry people will mistake speed for sloppiness.
Totally fair. Speed doesn't mean abandon craft. The point of the minute sketch is decision-making, not the final art. You lock the idea fast, then polish with craft in vectors. Craft comes in the iteration, not in endless initial tinkering.
One production tip, export for flexibility, SVG for web, high-res PDF for print, and a 1-to-1 PNG for thumbnails. Also include a monochrome fallback. That tiny bit of planning keeps your frame working in weird places.
And embed color values. Send those to the vendor. It saves a week of back and forth when someone asks, "What hex is that orange again?"
Quick workshop move, the contrast mask test. Squint at the composition or drop it to 10% size. If the focal point reads and your headline survives, you're probably good. If not, strip it back.
Now, a little friction I want to call out. Testing. Anthony, you've been a test everything guy. I push back that testing without a tight hypothesis is noise. Change one variable, headline or color, and run it. Otherwise, you learn nothing.
Fair. I'm in. I love data, but test smart, one variable at a time. If you change layout, copy, and CTA together, you won't know what moved the needle.
All right, time for a tiny imagination break you can actually do without visuals. Set a phone timer for 1 minute. Draw a rectangle, block a large focal shape, add one small icon or person, and write 1 6-word line under it. Don't tidy. This forces choices and gives you a repeatable starting point.
When clients run a single-frame test for 2 weeks, we usually watch CTR and micro-conversions, link clicks, landing time. You often see a clear signal in the first 72 hours. If it's working, you know fast. If not, pivot.
Repurposing tip. Adapt the canvas, not the idea. Crop for stories. Add a border for print. Animate the splash for a short video. Keep the composition intact, and the brand promise stays intact with it.
Before we close, quick checklist to run in your head. 1. Start with a story. What single feeling or action do you want? 2. Build the recipe. Focal point, contrast, one-line copy. 3. Test one variable and repurpose aggressively. And one warning, don't confuse busyness with clarity. More elements rarely help.
Bonus reminder, plan exports and fallback versions now. A little production forethought saves weeks when campaign scale.
If you want the templates, sketch prompts, and export presets we mentioned, register at mgwdstudios.com/submit. It's a starter pack that gets you from idea to delivery fast.
And if you'd rather hand this off, visit mgwdstudios.com for custom one-frame systems that scale. Thanks to Wendy for the workshop energy and to Anthony for keeping us honest about outcomes. Couldn't do it without you both.
Next episode, we'll expand a single frame into a full illustration system, bring sketches and questions. Imagine boldly, design brilliantly, connect creatively.
If today's episode sparked an idea, subscribe, drop a review, and share it with a creator who needs a push. Until next time, keep designing, keep dreaming, and keep imagining what's next. I'm Michael. See you in the sketchbook.